Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's 9:05 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, where the Ingalls Advantage talk line is available at 1-800-347-1063. And I believe we have James in Greer. James in Greer, good morning.
Good morning. I'm an old ex-Democrat member.
Okay.
But in 1960, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left me.
Mm-hmm. Know what you mean.
If you took the 1960 Democratic platform and laid it down side by side with the Communist Party USA, you could not really tell them apart. Mm. And from that, we progressed to these silly people like Bernie and all these young women from the Congress. It's absolutely disgusting. And I just wanted to say, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. It left me a long time ago.
A lot of people can say that very thing, James, and I would agree with you. It's too bad that they chose to make that that movement, but they did, and again, they've paid the price at the polls on more than one occasion for all the people they left behind. So, yeah, I agree. John Kennedy would not even have a chance to be a president today on the Democrat ticket because his views were. I mean, he cut taxes for Pete's sakes to raise revenue for goodness sakes. I mean, he would not be nearly enough of a socialist for them.
Well, the Democrats and their running for office claim to be for the working man. We're for the working man. Well, it's funny. Most of them are multimillionaires. If not when they go into office, they are very shortly thereafter.
Many people have obtained additional money, certainly while in the time of government service. No question about that. Absolutely. So, many of them have no concept of what the working people actually undergo. That's true. They're out of touch. And that's why you see so many people on the left who frankly, they automatically assume that they are smarter than the rest of us. And that is what colors everything that they say and do. That people like you and me, James, just have no business running our lives. We have no business, frankly, even voting, although those in elective office could never say that. But it bothers them when we vote, especially if we win like we did in 2016. So that bothers them. Good point, sir, and I appreciate your listenership and your call. It's now 9:08 at 106.3 WORD. Did you have another point you wanted to make?
Well, I used to listen to the station quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
However, mm-hmm. I have quit listening in the evenings because you must not have an engineer on duty. One commercial comes in, can barely hear it, and the next one is blasting away.
Well,
and
we do have people who certainly are in charge of that, and we will take due note of that. I hadn't noticed it myself, but we'll pass it along to the powers that be, James. So please give us a chance, and we'll make it all better. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. We go to now a call from Jim, who is somewhere out there in listener land. Good morning, Jim, at 9:09. Do we not have Jim? Ah, he's gone. The other caller is gone.
Maybe that was me.
Oh, maybe that was you. It could very well be. Well, anyway, thank you for your call, James, and we appreciate it. Have a great morning, sir, at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Jim Bohannon here, and delighted to have you with us again. Be listening at 7:05 this evening for the sheriff runoff debate between Hobart Lewis and A.T. Smith. That'll be broadcast live over 106.3 WORD this evening from 7:05 until 8 p.m. And if you're going to be physically at the location, it is going to be at the Greenville County Republican Party headquarters at 850-850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. So an important race that's taking place there, certainly. We had the caller there on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. Let's see what people are saying over at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307-71307. Jim, would you please repeat this hour's $1,000 bankroll keyword? There isn't one. Not today. It returns tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So there you go. Let's see. This is Tony Trout Day, says a texter. Why, you say? Yes, I would. Because he was the Greenville County councilman who was the deciding vote for Greenville County to recognize MLK Day. Okay. Duly noted. There are not, this texter says, there are not individually enough feminists, transsexuals, left-handed, one-eyed cab drivers, etc., to influence public policy, but the Dems are using that enemy of my enemy rule. Okay. As I say, we pass these along. And hear a bundle of them. Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. As the impeachment trial gets underway tomorrow, you have to ask, where are the high crimes and misdemeanors? Treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors? Those are the offenses designated in the Constitution for which presidents may be impeached and removed from office. Which of these did President Trump commit? Well, according to his accusers, his crime is that he imperiled our national security by delaying, for his own reasons, a transfer of lethal aid, including Javelin missiles, to Ukraine. The very weapons, by the way, that President Obama refused to send at all, lest they widen and lengthen that war. So, if President Trump imperiled national security by delaying the transfer of the weapons, was not President Obama guilty of a greater crime by denying those weapons? Well, in the actual logical world, that would be true. Yes, in the actual logical world, that would be true. Well, then, the essence of the Trump crime, it is said, is that he demanded a quid pro quo. He passed word to incoming President Zelensky that if he did not hold a press conference to announce an investigation of Joe Biden and his son Hunter, that he, Zelensky, would not get the arms that we had promised nor the Oval Office meeting that Zelensky had requested. So, where is the body of the crime? Did Zelensky hold the press conference that the president demanded? No. Did Zelensky announce that Ukraine was investigating the Bidens? No. Did Zelensky get the Oval Office meeting he requested? Yes. Did Zelensky get the U.S. weapons? Yes. $400 million in arms, including Javelin missiles. So then, where was the crime here? When was it consummated? Or was this just a thought crime, a bluff, to get Ukrainian President Zelensky to look into how Hunter Biden got a $600,000-a-year seat on the board of the most corrupt company in Ukraine days after Joe Biden was in Kiev threatening to block a $1 billion loan guarantee to the regime? Oh, by the way, what was Biden doing approving a $1 billion loan guarantee to that regime, the previous regime, Poroshenko, which was so corrupt that it ferociously fought not only to fire a prosecutor whose dismissal all of Europe was demanding, but generally stood in the path of more corruption? Now, should Biden be nominated and elected, a special prosecutor would have to be appointed to investigate this smelly deal, as well as the money that Hunter got for his equity fund, $1 billion, from the Chinese after his father visited China. Coincidentally, of course. Interesting questions where this the high crime and misdemeanor might possibly be. Oh, they're working on it. Trust me on that. They're working on it. Anyway, stay tuned. We've got more to come. as the Tara Show is hardly over, even though it's only me, Jim Bohannon, filling in today. We are at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, online at 106.3WORD.com, and in the southern part of the Upstate, 101.5 FM, based in Anderson. Glad that you're listening. Give us a call or hit us up on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line as we now look at 9:15 on the clock on the wall.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us. It's 9:21, and of course, the news at 9:30, and then the news at 10, and then the Vince Coakley program, and Rush, and Bobby Mack, and you know the routine, the whole thing that you can find at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. One difference today, Mark Levin, of course, is normally heard at 7.05 p.m., and I guess he'll be heard at 8.05 p.m. tonight, because the runoff debate for sheriff of Greene County is going to be carried on 106.3 WORD at 7.05 this evening for the next 55 minutes. Or you can appear in person if you want to see the debate take place at the Greenville County Republican headquarters. That would be at 850 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Let's see. You have your sequence of events out of order. Hunter was already on Burisma's board when the prosecutor began investigating Burisma for corruption. Burisma called the White House and dropped Hunter's name to secure a meeting and strategize getting the investigation quashed. And then Biden traveled to Ukraine and delivered his fire the prosecutor or you don't get your money ultimatum. Okay. I don't recall that the sequence was particularly important in that regard, but okay, whatever. Texter here. Bill Clinton was inaugurated 27 years ago today. It seems to me that for his first inauguration, true. It seems to me that our country went through a major change since then. Patriotism has no meaning to many. The left has become more aggressive. What's your take? Yeah, that sums it up nicely. Certainly, patriotism has no meaning to many. Others may claim patriotism, but they've changed the definition of it, and it has nothing to do with love of country. It sort of gets kind of warm and fuzzy and mushy, but they'll still claim that they're patriotic. So, yeah, that's my take. And certainly the left has become more aggressive, much, much more aggressive. We mentioned a moment ago that John Kennedy today couldn't even be elected as a Democrat for president because he was far too conservative by the standards of today. Let's not forget, too, Bill Clinton and his welfare reform. I'm certainly not here to defend Bill Clinton, but compared with today's Democrats, he would be far too conservative. He wasn't conservative enough for me at the time, but I'm saying in the context of today's Democrats, he would have not been, I think, acceptable to them, as sad as it can be. Even as recent a president as Barack Obama, let's not forget that Obama has recently criticized Democrats and warned them. Let's not get too far off the left end of things. Think about that. Barack Obama, the most leftist Democrat we've ever had, the most leftist president we've ever had, warning Democrats not to go too far overboard. Doesn't that tell Democrats something? It ought to. Seriously, we're talking about a party that is not only becoming more aggressive, but just radically so. Again, I am not at all convinced that that rank-and-file Democrats are going to feel that way. I think that you will find that a lot of rank-and-file Democrats are going to go for what they perceive to be a more moderate approach, a Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar approach, which is still too liberal for me, but it would be your standard garden variety Santa Claus liberal. Let's spend more money for this. Let's spend more money for that. I think that you will see that. I am not at all certain that the far left is going to be prevailing in these forthcoming contests. It's now 9:25 at 106.3, and here's Eddie in Traveler's Rest who calls in this morning. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning.
Indeed. Thank you.
I didn't know if you'd touched on this because I just woke up. I didn't have to look today. Have you seen the ad that went out from AT Tommy Smith this weekend regarding Will, or not Will, Lord, I'm making the same mistake he did, regarding Hobart Lewis's campaign this weekend?
I did not see the ad, no, short answer. So since maybe others have not either, why don't you go ahead and explain what it said?
Okay, there was a flyer that went out this weekend and it went in everybody's mail, and from what I've seen on Facebook, a lot of people are up in arms as well. They should be. Tommy Smith needs to be called out for the scandal that he is. He is trying to attach Hobart Lewis to a lot of the stuff that Will Lewis did, and he's got this thing talking about how Lewis was missing front teeth and how he was part of a sex scandal and failed the polygraph test, and he was trying to scam retirees. It's just a low-down, dirty ad, you know, and here we need a sheriff that's going to have some integrity and not fight dirty like this, because, I mean, what's he going to do with the general public if he's willing to do that to one of his own?
Well, certainly those do not seem like tactics that are particularly either fair or persuasive. So I must confess I had not seen that. I don't live in Greenville County, but, again, I had not seen that. But that doesn't seem like the kind of thing that directly relates to the candidacy of Hobart Lewis. So,
go
ahead.
I'm sorry. It's very deceptive, and all I got to say is all you got to do is follow the money. Where is he getting his funding from? He's already admitted that his wife donated to Hillary Clinton, and the Clintons were in his wedding, and he didn't know where the money was going. Come on, you know where the money's going when you do your taxes. You're not just going to let that amount of money go, are you?
One would think not. most
yeah,
people
well,
certainly would not. No.
I just wanted to put it out there and see what your opinion was, and if any other listeners are out there, maybe they can text in and you know, maybe they can add something that I didn't.
Yeah,
this is a low-down, dirty campaign, and it shows more of who Tommy Smith is than Hobart Lewis.
Well, it does certainly seem to be not directly related to the campaign at hand, missing teeth and charges involving another individual. That I must confess.
All right, well...
Go ahead, Eddie.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I had nothing to add.
I was just going to thank you for taking my call and giving me a chance to put this out there for maybe some of the people who have not seen it. Maybe they can research it. I'll take a picture of this and I'll send it back to you on the text line to where you can look at it.
All right. Well, I appreciate your thoughts. And again, I want to remind, thank you for your call, Eddie, and a reminder to people that coming up tonight at 7:05 p.m., here on 106.3 WORD, you will in fact have the debate between Tommy Smith and Hobart Lewis, the two candidates in the Greenville County Sheriff's runoff race. So I would hope that you tune in. Or if you wish to, you can show up in person at the Republican County headquarters in Greenville County at 850 Wade Hampton Boulevard this evening. And then Mark Levin will kick in at his delayed time of 8:05 this evening. And, of course, most evenings at 7:05. So there you have it. Anyway, Jimbo for Tara this morning, and we'll keep you updated, of course, on what happens with the big rally up in Richmond, and lots more stuff to come up as well. Stay tuned. Some more news coming your way here very shortly at 106.3 WORD. The time is 9:29.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you much for being with us this morning, 22 before 10 o'clock. And, of course, after the news at 10, the Vince Coakley Electric Radio Program inserted weekdays straight up your ear canal at 10:05. So thanks for being with us today. And let's see here. Texter says now, good morning, Jim. I am on assignment in San Francisco. Sorry about that. San Franciscano, listening on radio.com, our biggest local problem is car break-ins. You simply cannot leave anything in your car, even for a few minutes. No dry cleaning, backpacks, etc. Thank you for filling in for Tara. I'm just wondering when it is that you sleep. 2021 is looking very promising, actually, Texter. We're looking forward to 2021 to put in some sleep there. Yeah, I will be Tara, of course, for the rest of this next 20 minutes or so. Bobby Mack tomorrow, Bobby Mack again on Wednesday, and then at future times, you know, various people and various fill-ins there. And other texters who are giving us a shout today. Let's see here. What do we got here? Why in the hell would we care what Robert De Niro says or thinks? Well, I wouldn't, but apparently the people at the Screen Actors Guild Awards do, and that's why they gave him their Lifetime Achievement Award last night. I take nothing away from his acting. He's a tremendous actor. He's just not much of an American citizen. So, no, I don't care either what he has to say here now. People have been getting heavily into this whole thing about the sheriff's debate. Again, the debate takes place this evening, heard on 106.3 WORD at 7.05 p.m., we had complaints about a Tommy Smith ad that was sent out that many feel maligned Hobart Lewis. I understand that the Smith campaign has come out and said that the ad was sent out before it was properly worded, and they're not denying that it came from them. They're owning it, as it were, but that just so people understand that the ad was not in its final form worded as they wanted it to be. I'm not saying that is correct or justifiable. I'm merely saying what they are saying. I'm passing that along to you, that they are not trying to weasel out of it. Their people sent it, but that they say that it's not the way that they had intended it to be sent out, for what it's worth, okay? Let's see, your texter says, for months I've watched, listened, and been attacked myself as Hobart's minions have all but crucified A.T. and Catherine Smith, all the while claiming to be Christian conservatives. It's been shameful and disgraceful. Let's not forget the anonymous flyer attacking him months ago. To quote one of T. Smith's relatives, it's the politics of personal distraction. donated to the Clinton and Clinton's to their weddings. If you lay with dogs, then you have fleas. Okay, I'm just passing this along here. Smith practices the politics of personal destruction just like his relative Bill does. Okay. Obviously, there are many things to talk about tonight. I would hope that at some point during the Greene County Sheriff's runoff debate this evening from 7:05 till 8 p.m., heard right here on 106.3 WORD, that issues of law enforcement will come up in that debate. Surely it can't all just be about character assassination. But that's too bad. I remember a few years ago there was a governor's race in Missouri two gentlemen who were both pretty much rock-ribbed pillars of the community, okay? These are people who really had no personal problems whatsoever. They had differing philosophies, but in terms of personal behavior and attitudes, they were solid people. And they went at each other over character issues, and it really detracted from the entire campaign. Their differences were policy. One was a Democrat, one was a Republican. And John Ashcroft and Mel Carnahan, Ashcroft the Republican and Carnahan the Democrat, and they were just tearing at each other over issues of character. And again, I just pass along for what it's worth that campaign was much better when they focused on the issues that differed from one another, because in terms of personal qualities, they weren't that different, honestly. I'll be very curious as to see what direction the Senate impeachment trial goes come tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., an impeachment trial that now we're talking maybe go 8 weeks or more. It is entirely possible that this trial could see the senators in the race not being able to the campaign much at all, because once the trial begins, this is not in the Constitution, but it's in the Senate rules, it'll be a six-day-a-week schedule. They will be holding the trial Monday through Saturday, and that'll leave these candidates Sundays to run out to Iowa, run out to New Hampshire, run out to Nevada, run right down here, because that primary is coming up as well, of course, on the 29th. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. And also, speaking of the 29th, I think I may have mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. You can vote in that Democrat primary. There's no Republican presidential primary, but I checked with the voter registration office, and it is quite possible for you, since we don't register by party in the state of South Carolina, you may vote in the June primary in the Republican for everything else, you know, House, Senate, and state offices and all the rest of that. But you can also vote Saturday, the 29th of February, in the Democrat primary. I plan to do so just to create mischief. Not sure who I'll vote for yet. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard, whoever is a burr under the Democrat saddle. But I'm going to vote because I get a chance to, legally. Okay? This is Jimbo for Terra at 106.3 WORD, 15 before 10.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Good to have you with us this morning. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, and news time at 10, followed by Vince time at just after 10 o'clock. And then, of course, Vince right into to Rush, and Rush into Bobby Mack. And don't forget, again, at 7:05 this evening, here on 106.3 WORD. We'll have the Greene County Sheriff's runoff debate, which will be carried on this station between A.T. Smith and Hobart Lewis. And if you want to go in person, that will be at the Republican headquarters in Greenville, 850 Wade Hampton Boulevard, 850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. But we'll be carrying it for you live. And Mark Levin will be delayed an hour tonight because, of course, first and foremost, we are the Upstate's talk station. And while we are delighted to have such fine national hosts as Mark Levin and Rush, but we cover the Upstate. And don't please ever forget that. Happy to have you with us this morning at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, don't you know? We've got our Ingalls Advantage talk line available at 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. Would love to hear your thoughts on the morning and the issues of the day, the big rally in Richmond, and the last day before the impeachment trial. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line available as well at 71307, 71307. Various texters are hot and bothered about various things here. Jimbo, the impeachment and the senators not being able to campaign is why I've always advocated for resignation of one office before you can run for another. This works for both parties. Okay, I understand what you're saying. The fact is, of course, that if you have someone with whom you agree, that is to say, this is a politician and you like this person, you like what they stand for, what they've done in office, it would be a shame to lose that person just because they want to run for another office. And I can see the downside of that, which would be that you would lose a lot of good people that way. Sure, you lose a few bad people, too, from your individual perspective, but you'd lose a lot of good people that way. And so that's why we don't do that. And personally, the people I like in public office are people I don't want to see have to go away. If they want to run for a higher office, good for them. I have no problem with that. So I see what you're saying, but I do see the other side of the coin here. Well, let's see here. People are going sheriff crazy on the text line, 7 before 10 at 106.3 WORD. Looks like the Smith campaign got some political advice from their cousins, the Clintons, okay? Jim, if Smith can't manage mailing a political postcard, how can he manage the sheriff's department? Okay. Let's see here. So much smearing of Smith has been done on Facebook posts with commenting with some really ugly language that has been spread like wildfire through social media. It saddened me to see this. I have kept a collection of screenshots of some of the most hateful comments all shared publicly on public posts, full of name-calling. As a public educator, if we were to see a student use social media in this way toward another student, it would be harassment and repeat bullying. Tommy apologized for the flyer. I have not seen Hobart apologize for the way his supporters have attacked Smith campaign with hateful comments on Facebook posts, but I could have missed that. Well, I don't know. That's the short answer. But anyway, clearly, we are not talking here about issues just of law enforcement, which is too bad. Again, that's what a sheriff does, right? Law enforcement. So I trust that law enforcement issues will come up during that runoff debate tonight. I would certainly think so. Okay. The impeachment trial itself, I'll be very curious to hear the words of Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz is going to get at the very core of what this is all about, and that is to say, it's not about I like Trump or I hate Trump. It is about have impeachable offenses been committed. And as Alan Dershowitz has made clear, in fact, we heard him earlier on this program, as Dershowitz has said, he is a liberal Democrat. He is. I've talked with him many times. We have disagreed many times, but we agree on the impeachment thing. You see, Alan is proof that, in fact, there can be Democrats with actual principles. And while he does not agree with Donald Trump, he believes that Donald Trump should be beaten at the polls, not by this legislative coup that is underway. And I don't think he would disagree with those words. That's what he will be arguing. And it's important to have someone like that on the president's defense team. As I say, I don't know Alan well, but I've interviewed him half a dozen times at least. And he is a man of integrity, and he is a man of principles. And no, you will not find him campaigning for Donald Trump come the election, but you will find him certainly saying that the impeachment process is being abused here. And we talk about abuse. That's important to keep in mind. It's not just that presidents abuse office. Sometimes others do. Sometimes members of Congress abuse office when they take a process that they themselves said should be bipartisan, and they twist it around to where it is nothing more than what the president calls it, a witch hunt. Sometimes vice presidents also can abuse power, such as when they try to cover for their son who's cashing in on daddy's job as vice president. And yes, I am certainly talking about Hunter Biden. And I do want witnesses. Tons of witnesses in the impeachment trial. It could hurt the president a little bit. It will hurt the Democrats a ton. And on that note, I leave you with your thoughts. You can save them for Vince and whomever. Jimbo for Tara. I'll be Bobby Mack on Tuesday and Wednesday at 106.3 WORD. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun, folks. It's 3 before 10.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.